So let's start with your name.
I'm Zach.
And you play?
Guitar, and I am the singer.
Awesome. I play bass, and I sing a little bit.
And what's your name, Nick?
I'm Nick. I forgot.
I'm Hector. I play drums.
Awesome. So, usual question, how did you guys get started?
Well, Nick and I met back in the day, 8th grade. We wanted to put together some Green Day stupid cover set. And then I started writing original music. And then 4 years later, we got Hector in the band after having another drummer. And 5 years later, we still got him. And been playing ever since.
Yeah.
That's a short history.
That is a short history. We met at a mutual friend's party, drunk.
Yeah. And Hector was like, I play drums. I hear you need a drummer. And then he practiced with us the next day.
It's one of those things, like, you know when you meet people at a party and they're like, I'm going to call you tomorrow, and they never call. I actually called.
Oh, I was so confused. I'm like, who?
Who? Yeah, he has the phone. He's like, who's this? And I was like, Hector, dude, we played beer pong last night. He's like, yo, what's up?
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
So, how did you guys get on the bill, anyway, with Take Back Sunday?
Well, Jeannie had contacted the guy who books here, I guess, and about the Blink 182 show, and he said there was nothing available for that, but he knew of us and he wanted us to throw us on something. So the next day he got back to her and was like, well, how about Taking Back Sunday? And we're like, yeah, are you kidding me? That's awesome. So then we got on this bill. It was actually really out of nowhere, and it was really cool. Within a matter of 2 days, we all of a sudden had this great news. So, and it was one of the best shows we've probably ever been a part of. So we're excited. We're really excited to see them play later on. So,
this is, like, we've played here before, but first time with a national act, and probably the biggest crowd we've ever played to.
Absolutely.
I mean, like, it was 5:30, and I'm walking outside, checking the line, and it was kind of like, eh. It was, like, almost there, and then 6:25 came around when the door's about to open. I walked outside, and I was like, where did all these people come from? And they just started pouring in.
Yeah,
oh, my cool. God.
Yeah, this was awesome. All thanks to her.
Jeannie. We're pointing at Jeannie.
Hi.
Nice. All right. Well, have you guys, like, ever played, like, any tours, like major tours, like Warped Tour and
last summer we did 2 weeks on Warped Tour, which was the best worst time of all of our lives. Sleep deprivation. We probably slept, I would say in those 15 days, I probably slept like 14 hours.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was
God.
Just
no
driving
joke.
Through the night after playing. We had no air conditioning in our van.
That's bad.
But it was so much fun, and all the people, like Kevin Lyman and Julie and everybody else who works for them, they're the nicest people in the world. And they really help out bands like us. We got fed every day, you know, we got drinks every day. You know, anything they could do to help us out, they did. And they were like the nicest people. So I'd do it again in a second. On a bicycle, probably.
Probably would.
Yeah, but I'd rather not.
We've done South by Southwest this year. We got on Fest 2013. We're playing Fun Fest.
Sweet.
We played Pooza Fest before. Valley of the Vapors in Hot Springs, Arkansas, which is like this tiny little independent music festival, but it's absolutely amazing, and everybody should just check it out. So we have our fair share of, you know, big name concerts and or whatever, and we tour all the time. Like, we play over 100 shows a year. We're always touring. We book all of our own shows. We have an agent that we work with, but yeah, we're on the road constantly.
Wow. Have you guys been out of the States yet?
No, that's yeah.
Does Canada count?
Canada.
Well, yeah,
Canada. Yeah, question.
North America.
Canada.
We have maple trees here too.
Yeah, we do.
Hey,
that's something we plan on doing sometime in 2014, probably in the fall. And we've been talking to some promotion companies out there and booking agencies that have seemed to show a little bit of interest in bringing us over. So that's the next step. But right now we have a couple tours lined up for this year. And then we're just going to see where it takes us. So we're a band who doesn't let things come to us. We just kind of attack
Go
it.
Go at
you know,
it. That's the best way.
Yeah. We're not the gazelle. We're the lion.
That needs to be a fucking t-shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Nice.
That's a fantastic analogy.
So what do you guys plan on doing the rest of the year? It's almost the end of the year.
Well, we have a month-long tour lined up in October, shooting down to the Fest in Gainesville. We're going to be down there for a little while. It's about 2 weeks before we get there, doing shows all the way down the coast and back. And then from there, we hit the next weekend, Fun Fest in Austin, which we mentioned before, and then tour a little back. So we're out from October 17th to November 18th. So we got that chunk. basically all planned out. Then we're going to relax for a day, and then we're going to start writing new material, which we already started. But then we're going to really solidify this album that we're going to write, and then go into the studio in January, February. We're going to put out a 7-inch in February, and then we're going to sit on a full length and shop it around, see what we can do, and then, you know, keep touring from there. We have everything from now until, like, next fall already planned.
Wow.
So
that's a busy schedule.
Like I said, Lion, we're, not the gazelle. We just go. We're like, all right, we want this done by this time, and we just do it. Because if you don't have deadlines, you're never going to do anything.
Right. You can't expect to go anywhere if you don't just attack.
It's like sitting on the couch. It's like, I got to go to work at 9:15. I promise myself I'll get in the shower.
Yeah.
And if it's 9:16, I'm like, well, I guess I'm not going to work.
Yeah, we always think, you know, we're, like he said, we're just always on the move, and we try to line things up.
Because people like hearing that.
Yeah.
You know, when bigger people talk to you, or whether it's a bigger band or an agency or a record label, they go, what do you have planned? Instead of being like, oh, yeah, we want to play like a show or two. We're like,
yeah, sometimes it's a little overwhelming.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We have all this, and they're like, whoa, okay.
Yeah. I had to write an email the other day to this people that hit us up in it was, like, pretty extensive. The woman just wrote back, and she's like, love it! Exclamation point.
Yeah. Just lots of things.
So from now, like he said, we have probably till, like, April figured out, like, what we're going to do, and we're going to map it out. And by April, we're going to know what we're doing in November. In November, we're going to, you know, just... We've been a band for 5 years, and it's... You know,
we've been a band for 5 years.
Yeah,
Nick and I have been in the band for 9 years.
Yeah,
because we're old.
This long, like, Lost and I's been around for a long, long, long time, but we're still really, really young. And it's just, you know, if a label doesn't pick us up, if an agency doesn't pick us up, we're still gonna keep trucking, because, you know, we were able to open for Taking Back Sunday without a major booking agent. So, you know, that's really not gonna stop us. But hopefully somebody picks us up. We're not that bad where somebody's like, you know, hopefully somebody will come around.
Eventually.
It will happen.
Well, it seems like a lot of do-it-yourself bands, or, you know, do-it-yourself is like...
We print our own merch. Thing. Like, he prints our t-shirts in our kitchen. Like, the 7-inch, we're printing the packages ourselves. Like, we're like DUI on DIY. DUI. That was stupid.
We don't
DIY. We're like DIY on crack.
Don't drink and drive. Like,
yeah, don't drink and drive. That's bad.
Definitely don't DUI on crack.
Unless you're a good enough driver where you can drive drunk for 1 hour. That's the limit right there.
DIY or die.
No, but don't do that. Oh yeah, but don't do that, seriously. No, but yeah, we try to be on the ball with things.
That's good. That's what puts you out there.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, you guys pretty much answered my questions. You guys are great. Well,
cool. Yeah, thank you very much for having us.
Very nice to meet you.
Really appreciate it.
For coming out.